Hallelujah. If you know that the Lord is good, somebody say hallelujah. My God is awesome. If you believe that and you know that your God is awesome, somebody say hallelujah. Is your God awesome here this morning? I praise him. I want you to stay on for a little bit. Hallelujah. They're going to help me. I just feel like exalting the name of the Lord here this morning. My God is awesome. Hallelujah. Amen. Lift up your hands. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you this morning. We thank you. We give you, Lord, all the praise and give you all the glory. We thank you for who you are. Thou art great, O Lord, and greatly to be praised. There is none that can be compared unto thee. Now, O Lord, glorify thyself in the message of the Lord this morning. As always, Lord, let our light shine in our hearts. And let there be a lifting up here in the house today for everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And somebody says, praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I think we can do better than that. Let's give the Lord a hand clap here this morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Praise team, you may be seated. Thank you. Amen. How many of you know that God is awesome? Do you believe that our God is awesome? Well, I'm only hearing about one third of the people respond to that. Is your God awesome? Can he do anything? Praise the Lord. I'm going to invite him, the Lord himself, to come and do today only what he alone can do. Amen. You know, there's something that you're going through. You know, I'm switching the service today. I'm not doing that book of Ephesians today. I was thinking about doing that, and the Lord, he began to move upon me differently. So I'm going to bring this message here. You know, there's something, sometimes, you know, we're facing a lot of things. We're weighed down with a lot of things. You know, but, you know, I want you to know this morning, hallelujah, that there is help from Jesus. Amen. Amen, somebody. Praise the Lord. So this morning, never give up and never give in. Amen. The Lord doesn't want you to ever give up. And the Lord doesn't want you to ever give in. And I have some promises of the Lord for you today. And I'm going to start here in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 31. I am going to start at verse 8. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. Amen. Now, if I resonate something that, I mean, if I say something that resonates with you, you are free to say amen. Let's start that again. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Therefore, fear not, and neither be dismayed. Amen. Now, I will tell you a couple of stories in the Bible here today. Some good stories of people who never gave up and how we saw the results. Now, so we're going to be talking about never giving up and never giving in to the pressures or to the mockings of the devil or to when people say, aha, aha. You never give up and you never give in. You hang in there with the Lord. And though he tarry, he will come through for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So I've got some scriptures to read to encourage us here this morning. And then I'm going to tell us some, you know, something else too as we go along. So I'm just going to read various scriptures here. I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I'm going to read from verses 8 and 9. And I have to move quickly here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verses 8 and 9. It says, we are troubled on every side, yet we are not distressed. Well, a lot of people are distressed, you know. But this is one man's testimony. And is this your testimony here this morning, that though you be troubled on every side, you will not be distressed? Is it your testimony here this morning that though you are perplexed, though there's a situation around you, you will not be in despair? Is that your testimony here this morning? Well, let's listen to Paul's testimony here this morning. He said, we are troubled on every side, yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We are cast down, but we are not destroyed. Praise the Lord. And he says, thanks be to God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Thanks be unto God who always, hallelujah, not just sometimes, but always. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Let me read some of these declarations of faith in the Bible, and then I'll tell you a couple of stories, and then we'll say some other things too. These are positive declarations of faith that you can use for yourself at any time. Remember what the Bible says in James chapter 5, starting at verse 13. It said, if any man is distressed, or you are burdened, or you are afflicted, what did he say he should do? Hello? Is any man among you afflicted? Let him do what? Let him be depressed. Let him sit on his couch and get a jar of chocolate ice cream. No, let him pray. That's God's prescription. If you are afflicted, you must pray. Now, if you are merry, you can sing psalms and so forth like that. You know, and if you are sick, you know, you call for the elders of the church who pray for you. This is God's prescription. You know, hallelujah. But I want to add one more thing here today, you know, and I want to say, you know, is any man or woman facing a situation that is overwhelming? Let him look to the rock that is higher than I. He said, look, you know, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let's read some of these positive and bold declarations. And I want to invite you to also listen, you know, to, you know, encouraging messages on the website. One of them is called Battle Tested Believers. You should listen to that. You know, I listened to it again, some of it, myself, and I say, wow, you know. So, are you battle tested? What do you do when you face these situations and so forth? You know, are you going to give in or are you going to give up? Let's read some of these things that, you know, that Paul has to say. In the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 35, you know, there's a lot of declarations here in the Bible. Who or what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or even the sword? You know, that's the question. Who shall separate us, or what shall separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus? He said, nay, in all these things, we are what? We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. And he said, I am persuaded. Are you persuaded? Is it your testimony here this morning? Can you say that I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor even things that have not yet happened. Amen. Nor height, when you are up, whatever. When you are down, whatever. Or any other creature shall be able to separate me, right, from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Now, this testimony encompasses every believer, because he said, separate us. And you have to stand in the word of the Lord and in the testimony of the Lord today. And David was a man that knew how to do such things. David was a man that would not give up, but when things were going rough, he knew how to encourage himself in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Psalm 42, verses 3 and 5 and verse 11. You know, Psalm 42, verses 3 to 5 and verse 11. We'll find that David, when things were, you know, going wrong, he said, look, my tears have been, you know, even my meat day and night. I mean, this man, he was troubled. You know, when they say unto me continually, you know, where is thy God? But what was his answer? You know, he said, look, I pour out my soul in me when I remember all these things and the trouble and so forth. You know, I even go with them. Listen to this. There are people that are coming to church but have burdens in their hearts. And you may have a burden in your heart today, but Jesus is the burden lifter. Amen. I went with the multitude to the house of God and with them that sang the voice of joy and praise. But in his heart, you know, right there in his heart, he was keeping, you know, with the multitude that kept holy day. He went with the church. He went to the fellowship and so forth. But he had a burden. But he knew what to do. And he turned to himself and said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. Hallelujah. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Now, that ought to be your testimony. In the book of 1 Samuel chapter 30, we see the story of Ziklag. I love that story. I've told it many times. But verse 6 is where I'm going. I'm not going to tell that particular story. There are other stories that I will tell today. David was greatly distressed because the people spake of stoning him because they had carried away all their wives and everything and so forth by the time they got back. And then, you know, and but what did he do? But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Now, when you are facing situation, what do? Do you fly off the handle? You know, does your hair stand up? I mean, do you run off like chicken with head cut off and so forth? Do you just lose it completely? Or do you know how to encourage yourself in the Lord your God? Now, I want to show you how to encourage yourself in the Lord your God this morning and how to stand your ground and never give up. And never give in. Praise the Lord. Now, David, he had a lot to say about that in Psalm 27. Let's read the first three verses. Psalm 27, he said, look, the Lord is my light. This is how you encourage yourself. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, when the wicked, my enemies and my foes came up to eat my flesh. They stumbled and fell. Praise the Lord. Now that's some confidence right there. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. And though war should rise up against me on all sides, in this will I be confident. Now, are you confident when all hell seems to break loose? When there's tempest and raging storm and so forth, like the disciples, do you run to Jesus in the back of the boat and say, Lord, do you not care that we perish? Well, those people, you know, they should have been prayed up. You know, many times they didn't pray. You know, they were eating all the time. You know, Jesus would be in the mountain praying in the early morning. They would be eating and so forth. Well, Jesus said, well, you can't eat right now because, you know, bridegroom is with you and so forth. Well, you know, if you are not prayed up, you know, then you are going to be shaken when storms of life arise. But when you are prayed up and you know the word of God, then you can stand your ground. Amen. And that's what we are talking about this morning. And we're going to stand our ground here this morning. Praise the Lord. In the book of Psalms 30 and verse 5, this is one other scripture that I love. You know, it says, look, weeping may endure for a night. That's in the second part of the scripture. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Amen. That means, you know, when it is nighttime, you don't give up. You're looking for the breaking of day. And as I've often said, I have said this so many times, and this is how I believe, and by the grace of God, this is how I conduct my life. The night can never last forever. Amen. No matter how long and how dark the night is, at some point in time, that day is going to break. Hallelujah. And if you hang in there and don't give up and don't give in, you know, Jesus, he said in the book of Luke 18, he was talking about, you know, men ought always to pray. Luke chapter 18 and verses 1 through 8. He said, look, he told them some parables to the end that men ought to pray and not to give up. That's what not to faint means. Don't give up. Always pray. Hallelujah. There was in a city, a judge. He didn't fear man, he didn't regard any man and so forth. And this lady, you know, widow came to her, him and said, look, avenge me and so forth. And the man couldn't even give her the time of day. You know, he didn't care anything. He had no respect for anybody. He cared nothing about the sufferings of the people. And, you know, but this woman, day after day, she bugged him. And she was there every single day. The guy would turn her down, but she would come back. And she would go plead some more. Avenge my case. And so forth. And finally, this man said, look, I'll tell you something. This woman, I don't care about her. I don't care if she's troubled. I don't care if anything's going wrong with her. I don't even care, you know, I don't even have the mercy of God in my heart. You know, I care not for God. I regard no man. I don't care about this woman. But I got to do something about this because she's going to weary me to death. If I don't do something, you know, she's going to weary me to death. Praise the Lord. You know, and he went ahead and did what the woman, and the Lord gave us this story. He said, look, don't you ever give up. No matter what's going on, you stay at the post of prayer. Praise the Lord. But he said in verse 8, he said, look, you know, I tell you that the Lord is going to avenge them speedily, even though he tarries long with them. But here is something really strange that the Lord said. He said, well, but nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? You know, well, you can take that literally speaking, but you can also apply it to every situation. You know, people always give in just when the Lord is right around the corner for their breakthrough. They've been holding on, they've been holding on. And just around the corner, when the Lord is about to step in, then they give up. And Jesus is saying, look, when the Son of Man and when God finally steps in, is about to step into that situation, will he find you still at the point of faith? Will you still be believing? Or would you have given up on him? You know, will you still be believing? Or would you have given up? There's a story in Exodus chapter 15. These people grumbled about everything after the Lord brought them out of the land of Egypt. They grumbled. We don't have water to drink. We don't have food to eat. This and that. Are you going to kill us here in the wilderness? But right around the corner, the Bible says God had prepared oases, you know, 12 palms and oases just around the corner. But they grumbled and grumbled and grumbled and grumbled. You know, and God was not happy with many of them. Now, when the Lord finally comes to answer you in your situation, will you still be believing? Will you still be at the point of faith? Or would you have packed it in and given up? Now, let me read a few more scriptures, then I'll tell you a couple of stories here. Let's listen to, you know, how in some more ways you can encourage yourself in the Lord. In the book of Psalm 144 and verse 1, this is what the psalmist says. He said, look, it is the Lord my God that is teaching my hands to fight and my fingers to war. You know, he does that. You know, he's encouraging himself that the Lord is with me. The Lord is fighting my battles. And the Lord is with me. And he's not going to quit because the Lord is with him. And listen to what Isaiah says. I love this. And I want everybody to read this with me. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 7. I want you to read it with me. Isaiah 50 and verse 7. Can you put that scripture up, please? Isaiah 50, verse 7. Let's read it together. Everybody, read together with me. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I shall not be confounded. Therefore, have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Put your game face on. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil play ping pong with you. Praise the Lord. Stand up to the devil. The Bible says resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Praise the Lord. And how can you resist? Well, because you got the power in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. And if you have that name of Jesus and you know how to walk the Lord's praise, if you know how to praise the Lord when things are going bad, you get it, you switch gears. You know, sometimes you are praying, but then sometimes you have to really put in a turbo boost. And that's when you go into praises and to worship. Hallelujah. And when you do that, the angels of God, they go to battle for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know the story. I told it many times. Jehoshaphat, how he said the praises and the praisers ahead of the battle. And you saw what God did on his behalf. But let me tell you these two stories quickly. There was a story of a man in John chapter 5. This man, he was born crippled. If you turn with me to John chapter 5. You know, then the Lord, in the mercies of God in those days, God always sent an angel to trouble the water. He troubled the water at various times, specific seasons. And people camped out, you know. People camped out waiting for it. I mean, I've seen folks camp out for Black Friday or whatever. You know, they camp out in the middle of the night. The women, they love to do that. Go out there, you know, they're waiting for those sales. Well, this man, he camped out like others as well. They're waiting for the moving of the water in John chapter 5. You know, and when Jesus came upon the scene, he saw the man. And let's listen to, he has a commentary here that is very, very important. And I want to read it to us in John chapter 5. Let me just find this real quickly here. John chapter 5. Let's look at what Jesus did here. So when Jesus came upon the scene and he finds this man, you know, here's what he said in verse 6. And when Jesus saw him lie down and knew that he had been now in that long time in that case, he knew. So Jesus knows your situation. Amen. Jesus knew that this man had been long time in that case. Now, Jesus is not going to force himself on the man, but he's going to ask him a simple question. Will thou be made whole? Would you like to be healed? You know, and the man said, well, are you kidding? Like to be healed? I've been coming here all these years. I'm waiting for the moving of the water. I'm just waiting. You know, of course I want to be healed, but I'm too slow because, you know, somebody else gets in ahead of me. And whoever gets in first is the one that's going to be healed. You know, and I don't have anybody to help me. And this is just like most people. When they're in a bad situation, they all say, well, I don't have anybody to help me. I don't have anybody to help me. This is what this man is saying. I have no man to help me. When the water is troubled, that put me down in there. You know, and somebody gets in ahead of me. Somebody is always seem to be getting in ahead of you and taking the blessing that is yours. You know, if that's you today, Jesus said, forget the water. Amen. Hallelujah. Forget the water. Because, you know, he was looking to the water, thinking that that's how his miracle was going to come. And Jesus said, I'm right here. Hallelujah. The Lord was right there. You don't need water. You don't need some angel. Jesus is all you need. Amen. And then the Lord, he told him, take up your bed. Rise up. You know, just like that. Man, you know, just like that. He told him, you know, and he received strength in his body. And man, the next thing you know, but you see, the story was with this man. 38 years, he was born blind. We don't know how many of those years, I mean, not blind, crippled. We don't know how many of those years that he came to this place. But every year, at a certain season, he kept coming. He didn't give up. If he would have given up, then Jesus would not have met him on that particular day. Now, this was a man that did not give up. He kept coming. And the Lord, he saw that this man kept coming. And because of his importunity, because he was always there, always coming, even though he didn't really understand how his miracle was coming, you know, on that particular day. And he didn't know it was going to be that particular day because he didn't know which day it was. But he kept coming. Praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. He said, look, keep on doing well and don't be weary. Because in due season, if you don't give up, then you shall reap. But if you give up, you're not going to reap anything. So you got to stay there with God and don't give up. Keep on doing well. You know, you come to fellowship, you come to prayer meeting, you come to this and so forth. There was many stories of people in the Bible. An old woman, every night and day and so forth, she was in the temple, fasting and praying and seeking God and so forth like that. You know, and then one day, somebody say one day. Somebody say one day. One day. Hallelujah. Her eyes saw the Lord's salvation. You know, that's right. And even Simeon also. You know, he said, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. For my eyes have seen. He waited. You know, for the consolation of Israel. They waited. You know, some of them, you know, Lord told them some promises. You know, but they didn't give up. You know. And the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, he said, these all died in faith. Many of them died in faith. Verse 13, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off. See, they saw the promises afar off. You know, they saw that promise. Hallelujah. They were persuaded of the promise. They embraced the promise. And they confessed that they are going to a city that has foundations, that are built by God and so forth. And they kept on believing, you know, and they kept on. You know, but some people fall by the wayside. You know, some people get discouraged. You know, even sometimes situation looks so bleak. And I'll tell you another story. In the book of Isaiah chapter 38, there was this man called Hezekiah. He was a man that feared the Lord, you know. And he walked in the ways of his great-great-grandfather David and so forth. And he walked in the ways of, you know, some of, you know, those people that believed the Lord. He feared the Lord, you know. But one day he was sick. And I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 38 and verse 1. And this was somebody that would not give in. He would not give in. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and Isaiah the prophet. Now, this is Isaiah the prophet. Now, this is not just some unknown person. This is Isaiah that prophesied, you know, the coming of the Messiah. You know, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, you know, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Counselor, Wonderful, Mighty God, and all that. Isaiah 9:6. This was a great prophet. He prophesied all that. A virgin shall conceive. Isaiah 7:14, you know, was a great man. You know, he prophesied even the, you know, the coming of John the Baptist, you know, the messenger of the Lord before his, you know, his face and so forth. Isaiah 40, all these things that he prophesied. Great man of God. And he came and told Hezekiah, he said, well, thus saith the Lord. Now that's thus saith the Lord. Set your house in order, because you are going to die and you will not live. Now, that's a sentence of death coming from a prophet. Now, I tell you something, folks. Most people would have caved in. Most people would have given up and given in right there. You say, well, the Lord has said I'm going to die. You know, but the Lord, he was going to show us something by this story. See, God, the Bible says that all these things that are written in the Bible are for our examples. Amen. To the end that we should believe. Those of us upon whom the ends of the world have come. We should believe through the things we read in the Bible. And this man, look at the next verse that the Bible says. And Isaiah, Hezekiah, he turned his face toward the Lord and he prayed. See, when you are distressed, when you have the bad news, when doctors are giving you a horrible report. This was even a prophet. I told him, you are not going to live. You are going to die. So set things in order. Just prepare yourself. You're going to die. He put his face before the Lord and he wept sorely before the Lord. And he pleaded his case. And he said, Lord, I want you to remember. I beseech you. I have walked with a perfect heart. Can somebody say amen? Amen. That's right. God rewards righteousness too. That's right. You know, don't think that you just live any kind of wishy-washy life and so forth. No. God rewards righteousness. This man walked in truth with a perfect heart. He said, I've done that which is good in thy sight. Now, why are you going to just let me be like this and let my life be cut short? I'm not ready to die. Praise the Lord. That's right. Now, he didn't care that it was a prophet that said it. I don't care what vision, what dream, or anything comes against you that is contrary. You stand your ground in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Don't give up. And don't give in to it. You know, if a soothsayer comes to you and tell you some negative thing, if you give in, then that thing is going to come upon you. You stand your ground and you reject it in the name of the Lord. Even a prophet or anything, I don't care. If they say anything, you know, Bible says, my thoughts towards you are for good. And they are for peace. Jeremiah 29:11. And I will give you an expected end. Hallelujah. So if any other thing contrary to that, you say, I reject it in the name of the Lord. But you be sure that you are walking in the light. That's right. When you are walking in the light, the Bible says there is now therefore no condemnation for those who are walking in the Spirit of God. But not in the flesh, but in the Spirit of God. And this man, he prayed so. And when he prayed, he cried unto the Lord. And Isaiah was gone out of the court and so forth, you know. And the word of the Lord came right back to him. You know, just even before you got out of the court there. And the Lord said to him, turn right back and tell Hezekiah, I have heard your prayer. And I have seen your tears. And behold, I will add unto your years 15 years. And God even gave him a sign. He took the sundial backwards. And science will prove it to you even too. You can read it in science. It's there. The sundial went backwards. You know, God did it to give him a sign. And this was a man that would not give up. He would not give in. And he would not crumble under any pressure. But he pleaded his cause with God. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Now let's listen to Proverbs chapter 24 and verse 16. I'm going to read some things of what you do, how you bounce back from whatever situation that you are facing. He said, for a just man may fall 7 times, but he riseth up again. Amen. Now, if you look. You know, and I love to say this, and I've said it many times when I preach on this subject. Look, a good prize fighter may fight and then may win, but a great one, he will get knocked down, but he doesn't stay down for the count. Amen. Don't stay down for the count. You have their corner, somebody in their corner say, you know, get up. In the other corner, say, stay down. That's right. So which one are you going to listen to? In your corner is the Lord Jesus Christ, the angel of the Lord, and the captain of his hosts. And he's with you. And he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be not afraid. Be not dismayed. Well, on the other side, the devil say, stay down. Stay down. I already whooped you. You want some more? You better stay down. And you say, you know, you say like Micah said, hallelujah. Micah said it in Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. Listen to what he said. Micah 7 verse 8. Put it up for me. Let me read it quickly. You know. Micah 7 verse 8. He said, look, rejoice not against me, O my enemy. Amen. For when I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Now, let me tell you what sitting in darkness means. Well, the people of God don't sit in darkness, really. But here's what happens. There are some days when the glory of God and his fire is moving in your heart. And you are on cloud 9. And God begins to give you prophetic utterances. And you begin to see great things in your future. You know, you are in the light. And then there will be some days that God appears that he's gone. He's nowhere to be found. You pray, he's not there. Heavens are brass. That's like being in darkness. Now, you know, what you do is this. When such days are there that you are in the dark, remember what he told you in the light. Amen. That's right. When you are in the valley, remember what he told you when you were on top. That's right. Because there will always be valleys and mountains. You can never be on the mountaintop all day, every single day. You know, there's going to be night and there's going to be day. That's how God ordained it from the beginning. You know, God had an opportunity in the beginning to say, when he said, let there be light, and there was light. Well, he had an opportunity to say, and let the darkness be no more. But he didn't say it. Praise the Lord. As a matter of fact, he gave the darkness a name. He called it night. He called the light day. But he gave a name because there was a purpose to it. And he said in Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 14. If you put that up, he said, look, there is a reason why God does these things. In the day of prosperity, you should be joyful. But in the day of adversity, so you're going to have both of them, folks. It's not always going to be all bed of roses. There's going to be prosperity. There's going to be also adversity. But in the day of adversity, you should consider that God has set the two, one over against the other, side by side. That's what that means. To the end that people should always look for him and not for anything else. You know, God put the night and the day together. He did not eradicate the night. Well, at some point in time in the future, he would do that too. But not right now. Right now, he left it in place. So every time you see the night, that you will remember that the day is also coming. Amen. The night cannot last forever, and the day is coming. Now, in the book of Job, chapter 14, I love this one. You know, this is another way that you encourage yourself and you never give in. Job chapter 14, verses 7 through about 9. He said, look, there is hope of a tree. Even though it be cut down, that it will sprout again. And that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Amen. And though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water, and you should listen to that message on the website called The Scent of Water, yet through the scent of water, it will bud again. You know, so God has a plan. No matter how down you are, if you don't give up, God's going to send that scent of water. Amen. But if you give in, you give up, or you give in. And the same thing also goes to our young folks. Don't give in to pressure. There's such a thing as, you know, some shoe company, mega shoe company says, just do it. Well, I say, well, there's such a thing as also just say no. Amen. Amen. Just say no. Don't just do it. Don't follow your heart. You know, people say, oh, you know, follow your... No, because the heart is wicked. It's desperately wicked and deceitful. Never follow your heart. Follow the word of God. Amen. Don't follow your heart. Your heart is going to lead you down the path that is not right. Follow the word of God. That's right. Follow the word of God, you know. Let the word of God saturate your mind. Now, you know, if your heart is circumcised by the word of God and you're always in his word and the, you know, it's like a wheel within a wheel. If you're always in there with the word of God, then of course your mind will be renewed like Christ's. But don't follow your mind. Don't follow the ways of the world. Say no to unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. When sinners entice you, don't follow them. Just say no. Don't give in. Praise the Lord. And don't give in to pressure. You know, there was another man in the Bible. His name was Abraham at one time. And God changed his name to Abraham. You know, and he never gave up. 25 years. You've heard that story. I've told it. Others have told it on this platform. You know, and he even changed his name to prove it. You know, and people, you know, how do you call yourself the father of nations when you don't even have a child? You know, that's ridiculous. Well, the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 4, you know, that he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But he was strong in faith and he believed God, giving glory to God. He knew, you know, that God who calls things who are, you know, calls things out of nothing, that he can do it too. Praise the Lord. Now, your situation may be bleak or whatever it is. And you may not even know, you know, how God's going to do it. Or somebody say, that can't be done. That's never been done. Well, that never stops God. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's also things like trailblazers of faith. That's another good message you might want to listen to. You know, people who blazed the trail of faith when nobody else had ever done what they did, but they did it anyhow. Praise the Lord. So don't ever say, that can't be done. Who says so? It can be done. You know, maybe it's even been done. Maybe you just didn't know about it. Because you don't know everything that's happening in the world. You only know your own little world. And maybe you read the news and so forth. Maybe that's all you know. But there's a lot of things that God has done. And there's a lot of things that God is still doing. Praise the Lord. You know, so, and don't ever let anybody say you cannot do it, especially when it comes to achieving, you know, your dreams. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 52 and verse 2. One of my favorite subjects or scriptures when I talk on this subject. I love it. You know, you heard me say it. You know, I call it snap out of it. You know, snap out of it. Don't sit down in depression. And don't sit down, you know, you sit down and you moan and so forth like that. That's not going to help you. Shake thyself from the dust. Hallelujah. Arise and sit down. Don't wait for somebody to
wake you up. You shake yourself. Hallelujah. Bestir yourself and say, look, enough of this already. Amen. Amen. Enough of this already. Lose thyself. Yourself. Lose thyself from the bands around your neck. Don't let the devil put any bondage around your neck. You are a child of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, well, some people say, well, you know, it's easy for you to say. No, it's not easy for me to say. I'm practicing the word of God. Amen. That's right. You practice the word of God. You speak faith and you speak the word of God and you say what God says about you. You say who God says you are. That's what we're reading in the book of Ephesians. You say it the way God says it. Don't say it the way the devil says it. Praise the Lord. Now listen to this as we begin to close. In the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 12 to 13. You know, this is another man, you know. I meant to say Philippians. Philippians chapter 4. This is how he encourages himself through hard times, through good times, through whatever. He said, look, I know both how to be abased when I have nothing, but I also know how to abound when I have all things. You know, everywhere and in all things I'm instructed both on how to be full and to hungry, you'll be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Amen. So no situation can move him. I can do all things. And somebody say that with me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Now, notice, he didn't say that Christ can do all things. We already know Christ can do all things. There's no question about that one. We know that one. That's not what we're talking about. It's you. Can you do all things through Christ? See, can you stand the test? Praise the name of the Lord. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Let's list the story of Habakkuk. And we'll be closing with that. And then I'm going to say something in prayer. You know, Habakkuk chapter 3. We love this also when we preach on this subject. It says, look, though the fig trees, Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 17. This is somebody that's not going to give up even when finances are not going well. Even when it looks like he's bankrupt, he's not going to give up. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall there be fruit in the vines. The labor of the olive shall fail. The fields shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the vine and so forth. No herds in the stocks. I mean, this is like, you know, this is all they did in those days. Cattle ranching, farming, and so forth like that. And everything is cut off. There's the oil languisheth. Everything is gone. And he said, even if that's the condition around me, yet will I rejoice in the Lord. Amen. I will rejoice in the Lord. And I will joy in the God of my salvation. You know, and I like to say it this way, don't let the devil ever see you cry. Unless you're crying unto the Lord. Amen. Don't give the devil the satisfaction that he knocked you down. Get right back up in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, don't let the devil, don't give that devil the satisfaction. The Bible said, neither give place to the devil. Ephesians 4 and 27. Don't give him any place. Don't give him any room. Don't let him think he's got one over you. Praise the Lord. You are a champion in Jesus' name. Now, I want to see some champions here. Let them stand to their feet. Amen. Let me see some people that are not going to give up. And some people that are not going to give in. Stand to your feet here today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what the enemy throws at you, the praises of God, the high praises of God. Remember, take on the shield of faith, by which you can quench all the fiery darts of the enemy, and then switch gears into his praises. Now, when you can switch into those praises and so forth, you know, then you can say it like this, you know, when, you know, everything looks like it's gone, you know, when your soul is famished, when you are dried out, when you are overwhelmed, you know, when you are completely, you know, just at your wit's end, that's when you praise the Lord even more. Don't give up and don't give in. Now, some of you may be looking for a miracle in healing or a miracle in finances or whatever. Now, don't give up and don't give in. You know, I have, you know, something to say to you today, and I said it in this message, but I'm also going to say something, you know, I am going to say a prophetic word when I pray in just a minute. How God is going to always be there by you. Amen. Remember the scripture that we started with, and we're going to go back to that. to close out. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 8. He said, "The Lord, it is he that doth go before thee, and he will be with you. He will never fail you. He will never forsake you. Therefore, fear not and be not dismayed." Praise the Lord. Now, if your head is bowed down today, I have good news. The psalmist said it in Psalm 24. He said, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and the King of glory shall come in." Don't be bowed down. Don't put ashes on your head, except when you are repenting before the Lord. Of course, if you are repenting before the Lord, that's okay, you know. But don't, not because of any situation, not because of humanly situation. Don't put ashes on your head. You are a child of the King. Amen. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. Who is this King of glory? I mean, walk upright. Don't be bowed down. Praise the Lord. I remember one time I was sick many years ago. You know, I had something in my lungs. Some of you might remember this story. 2001. You know, and I was bowed down like this. Because my lungs were so heavy and so forth, with fluid in it. You know, well, don't be bowed down. Amen. Don't be bowed down. Let the Lord lift up your head. Of course, the Lord, he healed me. And I refused to give in. And I refused to stay down. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I want those of you who say, "Look, well, the enemy may pummel me on this side or that side, but I'm not going to stay down." If you're not going to stay down, you know, I want you to know that God is looking for such a people, an army of people that can stand up and put a flight to the enemy. People who can speak, even young folks, who can speak with the enemies in the gate. That's what God is looking for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I couldn't get up from the bed after surgery. Somebody said, "Well, you know, take it easy." I said, "I'm going to the top of this building." Amen. Yeah, and I did too. Praise the Lord. Now, don't let anything keep you down. God has already given us victory over sickness, over disease, over whatever it is. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah. Now, I hear the sound of an army arising here this morning. I hear the sound of an army that's arising. And I want to see some people that say, "I am in that army. I'm not going to let the devil pull the wool over my eyes. Neither am I going to let the devil give me a cheap shot and sucker punch me." Oh no. Oh no, no, no. Keep your eyes open. Be vigilant. Be sober. Don't let the devil sucker punch you. Be vigilant and sober. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You young people, you also need to be vigilant and you need to be sober. If you're not, the devil's going to eat you. You know, you know this Pac-Man thing they used to do, just going over, eat everything. You know, a devil wants to be like that, but he can't. You know, what he's doing is he's looking for whom he may devour. He can't eat everybody, but he's looking for the lazy ones. He's looking for the careless ones. He's looking for the ones that are going to give up or give in that he can devour. But if you stand your ground, he cannot devour you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Hallelujah. I will prophesy over some of you in the name of the Lord today. And if you want to receive that, you can just step forward. I'm going to make it brief. Not very long. But if you want to receive that, and if you want to stand and say, "I am an overcomer. And I am more than a conqueror. And I will not give in. Neither will I give up." If you want to say like Isaiah said, "Look, I will set my face like a flint. I'm going to put my game face on." Then I'm going to speak over you the word of the Lord here this morning. In the name of Jesus. If that's you, raise up your hand as you come down the aisle. In the name of Jesus. And we're going to believe God together. Now, every one of you that is in the sound of my voice, every one of you, your situation may be different from the person that is standing next to you. But Jesus, he's got broad shoulders. He can take care of everything. He knows your situation just like he knew the situation of that man. And whatever it is, our God is awesome. Praise the Lord. Now, as you lift up your hands, I'm going to speak the word of the Lord over you here this morning. But first, I will just chant this song. When I chant this song, I want you to believe God with me. And let's see what he's going to do for us today. Now, you came in here with a burden in your heart. You came in here with whatever it is, you know, and so forth. You know, don't take it back with you today. Amen. Mighty man of war, Lion of Judah, we bow down and worship you, Yahweh. Lift up your hands and just praise him. Yahweh, command to what only you can do. I say Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. What only you can do. Mighty man of war, Lion of Judah, we bow down and worship you, Yahweh. Let's bow down and worship him. Yahweh, come and do what only you can do. Mighty man of war, Lion of Judah, we bow down and worship you, Shandori Abasalia. Yahweh, Rey Sotaraba Shenduria. Yahweh, Resoketarabalai, come and do what only you can do. Yahweh, Yahweh, come and do what only you can do. And Jesus saith, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take upon you from me, learn of me, and take my yoke upon you. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And as they play that music softly, I'm going to speak the word of the Lord into your lives. Hallelujah. The Lord told even Ezekiel in chapter 37, he said, can these bones live again? He said, well, I don't know. And the Lord said, prophesy unto the bones that they may live again in the name of Jesus. Now, I am going to prophesy in the name of the Lord Jesus. I prophesy unto the wind of heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I prophesy unto the dew of heaven. Let it fall upon you in Jesus' name. I prophesy unto the grace of Almighty Jesus. Let it come upon you and strengthen you in the name of Jesus. I prophesy strength upon you. The Bible says strength for the weak, rest for the weary. I prophesy rest for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, you will stand in the name of the Lord. I want you to stand up. The Bible says, and having done all to stand, stand therefore in the name of the Lord. Don't let the devil push you down. You're going to stand and you are going to fight. And the Bible says, quit ye like men. Stop being like men that are pushed down. Don't let the enemy push you down. Stand up and fight and win, because God has already won the battle for us. Now, Father, Lord, look at your children that are here. Unto you, the Bible says, unto Shiloh shall the gathering of the people be. Not unto me, Lord. They came unto you here this morning. And Lord, you have instructed me in righteousness. You said, let my words be like a word that is spoken in season, in due season, to know how to instruct people in righteousness. Let my tongue be the pen of a ready writer. Let my words drop like dew. And I believe it did here this morning. The honey out of a rock, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, let the people of God take a hold of your word here this morning. And let them go out victorious in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go out jubilant in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go out with the great power of God. And let them never give up. And let them never give in. And we know, the Bible says, behold, thy God cometh. Thy salvation is near. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. You may come up, praise team here. The rest of you, stay right there. Stay right there. And I want them to sing, I hear the sound of an army arising. That's right. There is an army that is rising up here today that will not take no for an answer. They are like the Joel's army. They're going to climb up. They're going to go through things. They're going to do exploits. The people that do know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. I hear the sound of an army arising. Who's going to sing that for me? You going to sing that?
The Lord Jesus, he can break every yoke. The name of Jesus can break every chain.
The name of Jesus sleeps it high, sleeps it high, sleeps it high. The name of
Jesus sleeps it high. Just rejoice before the Lord.